Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So, does X mark the spot for you? Is it in a chest somewhere hidden away from the eyes of other people? Or is it right in front of you in your wallet or in your purse? Is it your house or your car? Is it your golf clubs or your sewing machine? Is it your family or friends? Where is your treasure? Did you work hard for it? Did you have to go off on an adventure to find it? Are you still looking for it and think you missed out because somebody else got the Mega Millions number last weekend? Where is your treasure? What is your treasure? These are the things that Jesus is asking us to ponder today, and to ponder in light of God's love shown to us in Jesus' own life, because Jesus tells us that where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So what we treasure is important because our heart follows our treasure. It's not the other way around, as so many people believe. So if your treasure is the Ohio State football team or the Cincinnati Bengals, there your heart is. If your treasure is money or wealth or property, there your heart is. If your treasure is prestige or power or authority, there your heart is. If your treasure is being right or knowing it all or being on top, there your heart is. Our treasure doesn't follow our heart. Our heart follows what we treasure. And while any of those things that I listed can be fun and good for us and all the rest of that, striving only for these can cause hardship and dilemma because someone always has more, and Jesus wants us to treasure something else altogether. Christ wants us to find the kingdom of God as our treasure. Jesus wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and discover that what we treasure is the love and forgiveness, the grace and peace, the comfort and hope that comes as a gift to us from God. More than anything else, this is what Jesus wants for all of us. Earlier in the gospel, Jesus promises that if we seek first the kingdom of God, all these things will be added to you. Treasure God's kingdom. The rest we need follows. Jesus continues by teaching us and telling us, do not fear. It is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. So what is the kingdom? It's not a place, but it happens in lots of places. It's not any one action, because many different actions can bring the kingdom about. It's not only a state of mind, but to know Christ makes it easier for us to see. You see, God's kingdom is the moments when you know God is here. Moments when you know God's grace and forgiveness and love is here with us right now. Sometimes that kingdom comes and it's such a brief, short period of time, and sometimes that kingdom comes for much longer. But the kingdom time is time filled with blessing and peace, with comfort and hope. We can bring the kingdom to people around us, and those same people can bring the kingdom to us. The kingdom comes when we know right down to our toes that God is with us, even if we only see it in hindsight, because the kingdom comes when we discover Jesus in the moment. If you're broke down on the side of the road and someone stops to help you, that can be a kingdom moment. If you're at a funeral or a visitation and you're talking and remembering and sharing stories and even tears, that can be a kingdom moment. Stopping to help a classmate in the hallway when their book bag breaks, that can be a kingdom moment. Coming to the altar here and receiving our Lord's body and blood, that can definitely be a kingdom moment. All of these and almost anything else in our everyday lives can be moments when God's kingdom comes. Now, it can be easier to see when two or three of us are gathered together because Jesus promises to be here. Sometimes it's easier to see in places like this, where the cross of Christ stands to remind us of God's love. But the truth is that God's kingdom happens all the time and all over the place. It is what we pray for when we use the Lord's Prayer, and God makes it happen to all of us as a gift. Because for Jesus, the kingdom is our treasure, and it's a gift and not a paycheck. Have no fear, little flock, he says, for it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We cannot earn a spot in the kingdom of God no matter what we do. We do not deserve the gift of God's kingdom no matter who it is that we think we are. The truth is that God comes to us even if and when we're working against God. And God offers us the moments where we know God's love and forgiveness, God's comfort and hope. It's a gift. God's kingdom is the gift Jesus came to bring to all of us. In his life and teaching, Jesus brings the kingdom. In his healing and helping, Jesus brings the kingdom. In the way he welcomes outcasts and talks with the lost and the left out, Jesus brings the kingdom. In his suffering and dying, Jesus brings the kingdom, showing us the depth of God's love for all of us. In his rising from the dead, Jesus brings the kingdom and shares its actuality and its opportunity for coming with all of us. You see, there is no map we need to follow and no X to mark the spot. For it is the cross that marks the spot of the kingdom. The selfless, extravagant love of God brings to us the gift of the kingdom and helps us to see God's kingdom all around. What we need to do is watch and be ready to share it. Like the servants waiting for their master that Jesus is talking about today. We watch and we wait. And we can see when Christ comes to us. When we treasure God's kingdom, we can be prepared and know that selling things and giving alms and rolling up your sleeves and serving others is exactly what it is that we get to do. Jesus is out there, ahead of you. And like Jesus tells us on Easter, we get to go out and find him. Out there, ahead of us, in the world and in the people around us. And so we watch and we open ourselves to the moments. We share God's love that has been so lavishly given to us. And when these things happen, the kingdom comes. God is with us. And we realize that our Master, our Lord and Savior serves us. God pours his grace on us fully and freely as the kingdom comes. We serve one another and Christ serves us all as the kingdom comes. And all of this happens all the time and anytime. We need only be ready for it, to be prepared to share. Jesus reminds us that we don't know when the thief will come. And that can make us uneasy and afraid. But Jesus asks us not to fear, but be ready. Jesus is trying to turn our dread into anticipation. In Christ, we get to be prepared less for the end of things than for the daily opportunities to bring God's kingdom to life. We get to follow Jesus and be ready to love our neighbors, to care for one another, to work for peace, and share hope with all people. So where is it, your treasure? Today we discover that God's love in Christ Jesus gives us our treasure, the kingdom of God, where the cross marks the spot. Find it, share it, live it. Amen.